So again, just let yourself really feel the effects of chanting the Gayatri Mantra. Om Bhurbhuvah Svaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhyo Yo Na Prachodayat Om. It's a very ancient mantra. The sonic form of light. Every repetition of Gayatri Mantra is touching, awakening, infusing, opening up, turning on the light at the very, very core of our being, the light, in fact, that is the luminosity of our humanness and our divine humanness. The light of the self. Om Bhurbhuvah Svaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhyo Yo Na Prachodayat. Very, very, very old mantra. And when you chant it with the understanding that it's been chanted for thousands of years, and if that's interesting to you, you can begin to just let your ancient memory, the great ancient memory of the unconscious, begin to just steep down, 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 down into the very pure essence of our presence in this human form, on this earth. Goes back to a time when there wasn't anywhere near the distraction that we have today. Goes back to a time when silence was the norm. And so it carries the property of silence in its light. It carries the possibility of stillness, inner stillness, within the presence of its luminosity. And we chant it to remember where we come from and what we are. To awaken the memory of our true presence, which is light. And Gayatri is so nice because it uses the name of Savitra to signify the light. In that particular name, the sun, but not the sun we see, the sun when we don't see it. It's also sometimes considered the feminine aspect of the sun, Savitri. But it's also the hidden sun, because the sun is always there, but we don't always see it, depending on where the earth is in its day, in its rotation. But the sun is always there, right at the center of the solar system and right in the center of our solar system, our mind-body system, right in our solar plexus, since our own inner sun. And so many times we get caught up in some drama of mind that pulls us out of our experience of that most magnificent inner light. So it's nice to remember, Savitri, the sun is always there, even when we don't see it. It's there in the night too, we just don't see it. It's there in the darkness, we just don't see it, but it's right there, illuminating also the fertile darkness. And Gayatri is all of these things. And the more we chant it, the more we become it. So again, just rest a few more moments in the subtle and not so subtle vibrations of Gayatri Mantra and sit in that presence within yourself, the presence of your own light.